Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Between 1914 and 1948, thousands of young men called USS Battleship Texas home.
She was completed prior to World War I, began her service in the Mexican Tampico incident in 1914, later went on to serve admirably with the British fleet in World War I, served throughout the interwar period, primarily Central America, and then during World War II, of course, she served in a number of campaigns, including the invasions of North Africa, southern France, and perhaps most notably as the flagship of the task force off of Omaha Beach on D-Day.
In 1983, the Texas was permanently anchored on the Buffalo Bayou at the Houston Ship Channel and made a state historic site. On October 1st and 2nd, the surviving men who served on her will reunite. Barry Ward is director of the site.
We'll also have military living historians out here with uniforms, some small firearms displays, what they used, how they lived, things like that. There'll be a band playing. So kind of a fun day overall. But perhaps most significantly, it is a chance for people of all ages to come and sit down and perhaps interact or speak with somebody who lived and worked right on the space in which they're standing. It's a unique opportunity, an opportunity that will not be there in a few more years.
To learn more about the reunion and Battleship Texas, come to our website, passporttotexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.